Was Mom a bad landlord?
I informed her of bedbugs and roaches a month after I moved in 2014, and her response was, it's not my problem.
But you lived there for 3 years.
Or was she just a bad mom?
Where did you go?
We moved to Kentucky. I'd prefer not to say where in Kentucky because that's why we moved.
But not everyone vacated.
You went to the house and?
I couldn't get into my home because there were 6 dogs in my house.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Lori Lambert is suing her daughter, Amy Fruth, for damages to her rental home.
Order. All rise.
That's case number 225 on the calendar in the matter of Lambert versus Fruth.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Lambert, the defendant is your daughter.
Yes.
And you had a house that your daughter and her family were renting, and they were renting it for several years. From when to when?
From 2014 until they moved out the middle of August 2017.
And it is your claim that they owe you money because they damaged the house?
That is correct.
How much money were they paying in rent?
They were supposed to be paying $900 a month.
Okay. And you're not suing her for any rent?
No, ma'am.
So the only thing you're suing her for is damages to the house. So she was renting the house for $900 a month for 3 years?
Yes.
Who were you renting to before?
I was renting to my nephew.
So a relative?
Yep.
How old a nephew?
In his 20s.
You were renting the house to a 20-year-old?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
6 months, 7 months.
That's enough to destroy a house?
It could be, but he didn't.
How much did he pay in rent?
Same amount, $900 a month.
The house has a current tenant?
No, ma'am.
Did the house have a current tenant in September?
No, ma'am.
The house has not been rented since she moved out?
That's correct.
That's not what you say in your answer?
No, ma'am, because it's not correct.
Who was the tenant?
My previous roommates. One of the tenants. They signed a lease with her right around between August 10th and August 15th.
What is the roommate's name?
Edith and Eric.
And they had lived with you?
Yes, they lived with me for a few months until I moved out at the end of July.
And so there were 4 of you living in the house?
Yes, well, plus my 2 kids and my husband.
4 adults, 2 children. And Edith and her boyfriend?
Yes.
Remained?
Yes.
Are they still there?
No.
When did they leave?
I don't know.
Do you have Edith's telephone number?
No.
You mean she doesn't have a phone?
We don't speak anymore. Everything I have been told since I moved out of the house came from my mother.
You and Edith don't speak anymore. Why?
Because when I moved out of the house, I left utilities on for them in order for them to get them in their own name. And they did not pay those utilities, so everything got shut off. When that happened, they called my mother to tell her that I failed to use their rent money every month to pay the utilities, and that was a lie. It took me months to get money from them for rent because they just always said they never had it.
So when you moved out of the house in July, they were still there?
Yes.
And did you have a conversation with your mother that they were going to be remaining?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
When I moved out, I had spoken briefly.
You moved out. Did you move out for any particular reason?
I moved out, A, because I was tired of the issues in the house. I informed her of bedbugs and roaches a month after I moved in 2014, and her response was, it's not my problem.
Okay, so bedbugs and roaches. But you lived there for 3 years. That's not... Why did you move out in July?
I just couldn't do it anymore. My daughter has asthma. My son is also special needs. I developed a rash that was...
Where did you go?
We moved to Kentucky.
What's in Kentucky?
My husband's family is in Kentucky, so we moved to... I'd prefer not to say where in Kentucky because that's why we moved. But we did move.
Do you have a job?
No, not yet. I'm looking.
Does your husband have a job?
He is disabled.
Who are you living with in Kentucky? On your own?
We're renting a house.
How are you paying for it?
My husband's disability.
It's hard for me to believe that you don't have a telephone number for either for her husband, not that you would call them, so that I could call them.
My mother should have their contact information. Edith's phone is often turned off because she doesn't pay the bill. I've never had Eric's phone number.
You have their number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Your daughter's story to me has, with regard to these 2 other people who were living in the house, has a ring of truth to it. Does that sound familiar to you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So in the time that your daughter was living there with her family, are you telling me you didn't know that 2 other people were living there as well?
Not at first.
I'm not talking about it at first. I'm talking about eventually. Did you know that 2 other people were living there?
Yes.
Okay. And when did your daughter advise you that she was moving out?
The 12th or 13th of August. I had contacted her.
12th or 13th of August?
Of August. I contacted her the 1st or 2nd of August and asked if the rent would be in on Friday. She said that they had a family emergency and had to go to Lexington, Kentucky because her husband's grandmother had had a stroke. Okay. And I said, okay, fine. When you get home, let me know or contact me next week so the rent can be either mailed to me or transferred through Bank of America.
Okay. Now, you don't live far away from where she...
I live 10 minutes.
Did you go over to the house and speak with Edith?
No, ma'am.
Did you call Edith?
No.
Why not?
I don't have Edith's phone number.
Well, then why didn't you go over there to see if...
Because I didn't know that she wasn't coming back. I was told that she had a family emergency, so I believed it.
When you found out that she was not coming back, did you go over to the house to speak with Edith?
No, ma'am.
You never did?
No.
Is that what you're telling me? That you, from the time your daughter left until today, is what you're telling me, Miss Lampert, that you have not spoken with Edith?
Oh, I have spoke to Edith, but not then. I spoke with Edith. Sorry.
So between the time your daughter left and today, you have spoken to Edith?
That's correct.
Yes. Prior to today, when was the last time you spoke to Edith?
Maybe the 10th of September. I have no reason to speak to her.
Shh. You know I'm not buying your story, right?
I don't know what.
Let's say September 10th.
That's correct.
You spoke to Edith. Now, what did you discuss with Edith on September 10th?
When I found out that Amy was not coming back, I asked her to come and get her belongings out of the house, and the neighbor had let me know that there was a U-Haul there. And when I contacted Amy again to answer, when she answered her phone, she said that Kevin had came and got everything they wanted. And
Kevin
I said,
is?
Kevin is, it's a long story, but it's somebody that she knows, okay? He lives in Charleston. He came
Kevin,
to get...
Kevin came and got everything she wanted.
That's what she told me.
That's what your daughter... That's what your daughter told me.
Yep.
And then?
Yep. And then when I went to the house the following week...
Okay. So a week went by.
Yes, ma'am.
And that was a week after September 10th?
No, that would have been the 22nd of... August.
On 8/22,
yes.
Plaintiff went to the house, which was a week after your daughter had told you everything of hers was out of the house. So on 8/22, you went to the house and?
And I couldn't get into my home because there were 6 dogs in my house. So I contacted Amy and asked her why all the dogs were in my house. And she said she left them there for Edith and Eric. And Edith and Eric were not there. No one was there. I contacted my husband. And the next day, we contacted animal control. And then Edith called my other daughter, Amber, and said not to send him to animal control. She would get him out of the house. So I didn't do that. I let Edith get him out of the house. The 24th of August, I rented a 30-yard dumpster.
No. I want to know when you spoke to Edith.
I didn't speak to Edith.
Well, you told me, you just told me you did a moment ago.
The tent, she's living with my other daughter. So...
Just a second. Hold on a second. So when Edith moved out of the rental house, and you don't know when that is, when she moved out of the rental house, your daughter, she moved to Kentucky, and the couple that she had been living with moved into your other daughter's house?
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting. And how far away does that daughter live?
About 10 minutes. She's 5 minutes from me and 10 minutes from the other house. And I have Amber's phone number if you'd like to speak to her.
No, I don't want to speak to Amber. I want to speak to Edith.
No, I have never had Edith's contact information. Never. I've never had her phone number. I've never had anything from them people.
Do you speak to your sister?
No.
Since when?
Since she messaged me on Facebook right after this all started with my mother and told me that she wished I was dead and that I was worthless and I was pathetic.
And she had this conversation with you because of the condition that you left the house?
She had this conversation with me because when I moved out of the house, Edith and Eric were still there. Anything I left in the house was because Edith and Eric asked me to leave it for them. Furniture, dishes, dogs, because I could not take them. They wanted everything. In fact, when Edith told me that she didn't want to move out, period, because she was originally supposed to move out after we did, I told her, I gave her my mom's phone number. And I said, call my mom. You need to talk to her about a lease.
Why didn't you talk to your mother?
Because I didn't want to talk to my mom.
May I see pictures of the house, please?
Yes, ma'am.
You left all your stuff in the house?
No. I left furniture and dishes that I wasn't taking because I was afraid of taking bugs with me somewhere else. And
well,
I was,
then you should have disposed of it.
I was going to. Edith and Eric asked me to leave that stuff for them. They said they wanted
it. Just a second. Then if what you're saying is somebody else's fault, you should have brought that witness to court today so that I could have questioned them. Right now, all I'm looking at is leaving a house as pigs.
That was not how I left the house.
Then show me your pictures of how you left the house.
I don't have any of how when I moved out.
Right.
I didn't take any
okay.
of when I moved out.
Good.
Now, I have some from prior to that.
You have what?
I have photos of the house when I moved in the house, and I have photos as I lived in the house to show the...
No, I just want to see the house when you left it. I don't care how it was when you lived there. I want to see how it was when you left it.
I didn't take pictures.
Well, that's too bad.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
The police were called to the scene of this accident.
Yes, ma'am.
And the accident was determined not to be his fault.
Yes, ma'am.
It was the fault of a hit-and-run truck.
Yes, ma'am.
So on what theory do you think he's responsible for paying on the car?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Lori Lambert says her daughter, Amy Fruth, damaged her rental home.
I'd like to see the receipt for the dumpster. Receipt for the dumpster. I can't tell what the amount is here. Is this
$631? Yes, ma'am.
What other bills do you have?
I have the exterminator's bill. I have all the receipts from the chemicals that we bought. And
no.
I have...
You have an exterminator's bill.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see it. The exterminator's bill.
Yep. There's this one and that one.
Could you return this to her? 631 and 175, 6067, 806. You have any other bills by a company?
Just all the stuff that I paid. Well, these receipts. Not by a company, that's from the store. These are my credit card receipts showing all this stuff I repaired whenever there was an issue. And
806, that's what she owes you. Judgment for the plaintiff, we're done. Thank you.
Please excuse, you may step out.
The problem with my daughter is that she thinks everybody owes her.
I'm done. I moved to Kentucky with my family. My kids are in a safe environment.
And that working is a pleasure. That you work when you want to, you don't work because you need to work.
They're in a healthy home, without bed bugs, without roaches, without mold.
Oh, yes, I'm to blame. I'm because I cared about my grandkids, and I didn't want to evict them and put them on the street.
And I can move on with my life.
Enough is enough.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Haskell versus Joseph. Step forward.
Narkisa Haskell is suing her son's father, Deshaun Joseph, for rent, property damage, and a totaled car.
Ms. Haskell, this case has several moving parts. Mr. Joseph used to be your boyfriend. When he was your boyfriend, you lived together. When you lived together, you were the co-signer of a new car that you purchased in 2015. What kind of car was it?
A Chevrolet Volt.
In whose name was the car?
Mine.
Was his name on the title?
No.
Did he have another car?
No, ma'am.
So that the two of you used this car?
Yes, ma'am. We used it together.
Okay. And there was an accident. And the accident was well over a year ago.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was driving the car.
He was.
You were a passenger in the car.
I was not.
You were a passenger in the car.
Yes, ma'am.
The car was in an accident, and according to you, it was totaled.
Yes, ma'am. It was totaled. I have,
No, you don't have to tell me. It was, according to you, it was totaled. I'll ask for the information if I need it.
Yes, ma'am.
And he was driving the car with your permission?
Yes, ma'am.
Your vehicle, I assume that you had insurance on the car?
Yes, ma'am.
And the insurance paid for most of the car, but there was an overage, $3,500?
Yes, ma'am.
And the police were called to the scene of this accident?
Yes, ma'am.
And the accident was determined not to be his fault?
Yes, ma'am.
It was the fault of a hit-and-run truck?
Yes, ma'am.
So on what theory do you think he's responsible for paying what you had to pay for the excess on the car? On what theory?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I communicated with Ms. Haskell. The rent was just too much for me to pay for, and it was her responsibility to communicate that to the rental company, which she did not.
So then why did you stay there if you couldn't afford it?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Narkisa Haskell says. Her son's father, Deshaun Joseph, owes for rent, vandalism, and a totaled car.
So on what theory do you think he's responsible for paying what you had to pay for the excess on the car? On what theory? He's driving your car with your permission that you had insurance on. The accident was not his fault. You were in the car with him. What legal theory do you think that there is for him to be responsible?
So basically, when I got the car, it was primarily for him to use for work.
Titled in your name.
Yes,
your
ma'am.
Car.
Yes, ma'am. And then since he was driving the car, he did tell me that he would pay for the damages of the car.
No. If he said that, nice, then he should pay for it. But it's a hit and run. It's not his fault. You were in the car. He has no responsibility to pay anything under those circumstances. He didn't take the car without your permission because you were in the car with him. You were driving with him. Okay, so let's move on to then you had a fight.
Yes.
And you were living in an apartment together, and you moved out.
Yes.
And you moved out in May of last year?
Yes.
When was the lease up?
I think August. The lease was up in August.
So we're talking about June and July.
Rest
for June and July, two months.
Ma'am.
Did you stay in the house, Mr. Joseph? Did you stay in the apartment after she left?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you pay the rent in June and July?
I paid for it for 1 month after she moved out.
Which month?
I paid for it in June, ma'am.
But not in July?
No, ma'am.
How come?
She understood that.
Don't tell me what she understood.
Yes,
you lived in the apartment in July. Tell me why you didn't pay in July. Now, sometimes when you sign a lease, you had a lease. Sometimes the lease is first, last, and security.
Yes, ma'am.
So sometimes people will say, I'm going to live off the last month and not pay because I don't believe the landlord's going to give me back my security deposit. That's a reason. But if that's not the case, and if you live there, you should pay rent, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So why didn't you?
I could not afford to do so. I communicated with Ms. Haskell that the rent was just too much for me to pay for, and it was her responsibility to communicate that to the rental company, which she did not.
So then why did you stay there if you couldn't afford it?
Because I was in between and I needed a place to stay. I paid for the month that I was there for, and I was under the belief that she would communicate that to the rental company.
What was the rent in the apartment?
$900, $950.
How much was the rent?
The rent was $950.
Okay.
For the rent that he didn't pay, it came up to $1,600.
What rent didn't he pay?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
What rent didn't he pay?
He didn't pay for June or July.
Do you have any proof that you paid for June?
I do not, ma'am.
Do you have any records from the landlord indicating that he did not pay for June and July?
I have a letter from the collection agency when I did pay it off, because it ended up going into collections. So when I did eventually pay it off so that it wouldn't affect my credit.
What else do you think he owes you for?
Well, I do think he owes me for the car.
He doesn't owe you for the car. I just told you he doesn't owe you anything for the car.
That's all.
Okay. My question to you is, if you move into an apartment, you have to give them first month's rent, and every single apartment complex, especially an apartment that costs $950 a month, gets security deposit. What happened with the security deposit?
Well, I didn't have a security deposit because I had pretty good credit, so I didn't have to pay. I paid zero moving into the apartment. So I ended up moving out and he stayed, but he told me that he would pay the rent.
Did you tell her that you would pay the rent?
I did.
Well, then you had an agreement with her, because otherwise you wouldn't owe her any money because it's her apartment, her responsibility. You're a squatter. She could have just had you removed. But you did tell her that you would pay her back.
Yes, ma'am.
And you didn't?
As of today, no.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600.78. Thank you.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
His water discharge on my property.
You have to show me damage.
What I can show you is that there was gross negligence.
Listen, Mr. Hamlet.
Yes, ma'am.
You think I'm an idiot?
Judge Judy.
Well, I thought it would be nice enough to let him stay there for the remainder of the lease, and I was taken advantage of.
I was a victim of circumstance. It wasn't like I did it maliciously.
Well, he didn't pay the rent like he said he would.
She was pregnant with my child, and she wasn't working. It was a lot.
There was damages to the property. It was just a bad situation.
We will continue co-parenting.
When I see the warning signs, run.
Anything beyond that, I can't speak for.
It's time to move on.